So let's set the stage. What exactly is going on out there? We're very pleased to welcome our first guest to the show today from Toronto, meteorologist Denise Andriacci. Denise, how are you?
Good morning. More importantly, how are you?
Oh, things are good. I slept here at the radio station last night with a couple of others because we were, you know, concerned about, you know, trees blowing across the road and having to travel in here early and not being able to see well. So we managed to stay here. We managed to keep the radio station on the air for the most part. Lost power at the radio station just before 11 o'clock last night, like many did in Nova Scotia, and we continue to be on emergency power. So may not be the cleanest and sharpest of broadcasts for you today, but we'll certainly get the information out to you.
Oh, well, listen, I think, you know, it's so necessary for people. This storm has really met and exceeded expectations, and that's never a good thing. As you mentioned this morning, with that record low pressure being recorded, you know, we had an idea earlier on in the week, Dan, that this could be, you know, a massive storm, historic in nature. But there's always a chance, you know, with these big hurricanes, that the tracks aren't always in agreement, especially several days out. But as we inch closer, you know, to last night and today, we started to see all the models in agreement, and that's always concerning, of course. And then the timing of this storm being overnight into pre-dawn and with high tide, it's just, you never, you know, as a weather specialist, someone that watches the weather, it's always so concerning when these storms hit, you know, in the overnight and early pre-dawn hours, because you worry, are people prepared?
Yeah, and that's for sure. And that was certainly the message here throughout the week. Once the track started to narrow itself down and work its way towards our part of the world, that was the messaging that we got from even the Prime Minister right through into to local and municipal level, was that, you know, take the storm seriously, make sure you prepare, make sure you got that 72-hour emergency kit ready, and you know, take these things seriously. And I think Nova Scotians did it, but I guess, you know, time will tell.
Well, I always say, because growing up in southern Ontario, you know, we are not impacted by major severe weather all the time. We have our fair share of, let's say, lake effect snow, and something like that is so easily, you know, you can readily prepare for. You see it coming. It's a pretty consistent forecast, or even the thunderstorm activity. Of course, here and there, we have our fair share of thunderstorms. But I always say, we're not the toughest when it comes to weather here in, let's say, the Greater Toronto Region. But, you know, you head out to the Atlantic provinces, you guys tough it out. I mean, year-round, you see incredible weather. And, of course, it really impacts your lives a great deal for Canadians that live out there.
Denise Andriacci is our weather specialist and will be joining us throughout the day today. Denise, can you give us a little bit of the data that we know so far about Fiona? What did this storm bring to us?
Okay, well, it's so widespread. It's such a massive storm because, of course, you had that rain yesterday that wasn't even associated with Fiona. And that trough sort of pulled in Fiona, and instead of it veering off over into the Atlantic, it got a little too close to home. And that was, you know, the big concern. As of about midnight, we had winds gusting in Halifax close to 100 kilometers an hour. So you've had several hours of 100 plus kilometer per hour wind gusts. And of course, we continue to see the rain. Now we are under, let's just take Halifax for instance, wind warnings, rainfall warnings, hurricane warnings. And we're going to continue to see this throughout the day today with these winds exceeding gusts at times of 100 kilometers an hour. So just in terms of the power outages, they're so widespread up and through Prince Edward Island, of course, as well, where we've been hit very hard. And the storm is moving a little slower than we would like. It's not moving as quickly as we would like. And so, you know, we're in for the long haul today, just at least in terms of the wind and the rain.
Just to reinforce your point on power outages, Denise just grabbed a quick look at the Nova Scotia Power utility website and their outage map. 376,939 customers are currently without electricity, and a good chunk of them, obviously Cape Breton still to come. They're certainly in the crosshairs of this storm with that landfall in the Canso-Guysborough area, but just around here in the Halifax area, Dartmouth right now is sitting at about 59,000 outages. Halifax, 74,000 outages. Sackville in 37,000, St. Margaret's Bay 15,000. The list goes on and on and on. And I think that that probably is not going to get much better because, as you say, the storm's slowing down a little bit, and these winds are going to be persistent for a while. And we've been told by Nova Scotia Power that they'll get their crews out there to fix the power, but only after it's safe for their crews to do so.
Well, exactly. I mean, the strongest winds are expected to be up until about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. And then things, you know, will start to quiet down somewhat, at least in terms of the rain later on. The winds are still going to be quite gusty. So it's difficult, obviously, for crews to navigate that. I mean, you don't need tropical storm force winds for it to be dangerous to be a, you know, a hydro crew member. Even as things settle down, winds are still going to be gusting throughout the day and night, 50 to 60 kilometer per hour gusts. So it's going to get better, but it really won't be until tomorrow until it's, you know, it's likely safe, because you have to remember there's lots of debris out there as well. I mean, trees are being picked up right out of the root, because if you had that rain yesterday, the ground was really moist. So we know we're seeing, of course, like we've seen, you know, in the past with storms of this nature, just the debris field is also a concern for crews and any sort of cleanup efforts.
Okay, Denise, I might be putting you on the spot here, but what can we expect over the next, say, 3 or 4 hours with this storm as it continues to make its trek? Now that it's made landfall, we're well versed in hurricane mechanics here. Once these storms kind of hit land and they lose that fuel source, that water, that warm water that drives them and continues them, they kind of break apart. What can we expect with what's now, I guess, post-tropical storm Fiona over the next couple 3 hours?
Okay, well, the rain is still going to be heavy over the next 3 hours, for sure. Next 3 to 5 hours, we'll still have the heavy rain and the very strong winds. I suppose that, you know, what's different with this is that it got pulled into a trough. So instead of the storm, moving out over the Atlantic, like we said, it got pulled in. The track went a little farther west than it usually does. And this is the concern, that although we're seeing, you know, hurricane force winds, post-tropical light conditions, we're really dealing with, just an area of low pressure as well. That's not necessarily in any hurry to leave the area. So we are seeing it move slow, and it's going to be until about the lunch hour until you see things sort of settle down when it comes to the rain.
And then things get better. That's the thing with these storms, is that, you know, we're in the teeth of this thing right now, and a lot of people are looking out the window going, my goodness, right? But, you know, the weather is, as I understand it, by later on this afternoon, once the sort of back half of the storm moves through, I think the sun's coming out.
Oh yeah, you'll always see. Well, that's the funny thing about hurricanes. There's always some calm conditions kind of included within the story. So you are going to see some calmer weather later today in terms of sky conditions, but the winds will still be strong and gusty. They won't be in a post-tropical storm nature, but it's still going to be very strong winds. And then tomorrow couldn't be a better day weather-wise for cleanup. It's going to be better, Dan. I mean, it's going to be quiet tomorrow. The winds are going to settle down. We're going to have clear skies. But we're looking at some active weather moving back in Monday.
Let's hope that that's wrong. You know, we like to pick on meteorologists, right?
I don't mind when I'm wrong.
Denise, this, and we're going to draw a lot of parallels in our part of the world to other events like this, like Hurricane Juan and Hurricane Dorian that was 3 years ago. I wasn't here for Juan. I was literally on my way here when Juan hit, but I certainly was here for Dorian. And one of the unique things that I remember about Dorian was I was standing, it was 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. I was standing on Queen Street in downtown Halifax, and I was getting blown around because, you know, reporters do that. Let's get blown around in the wind story, right, where you can't hear them and the winds are blowing their mics. But anyway, and getting soaking wet. But I remember getting blown around off of where the bike lane is on Queen Street in downtown Halifax, and I was just sweating. It was so warm because of all the warm air that that was being drawn up because of the storm. Mm. It's not the case this time. Maybe it's that trough is bringing a lot of cold air in, and it's you know, we're at 10 degrees right now. It's fairly cool. Is that what's driving this? Mm-hmm. This temperature is that trough?
Yeah, well, we're just, in general, I mean, this part of the country is just seeing some cooler fall air, right? It's like fall came in and all of a sudden we just started to see those temperatures kind of indicate that. I would say from Ontario through to Newfoundland, everybody knew that fall had arrived on Thursday because you could kind of feel it in the air. And yeah, we've got winds out of the west-northwest right now, and so it's a cold air. And that's the thing, is that we've had this, you know, this tropical storm system moving in from the south. That brings out warm Gulf moisture, and, you know, those winds would typically be out of the south-southwest. And then it got pulled into this trough, and these winds are out of the west-northwest. So it is on the cooler side of things. Again, tomorrow you will notice that we'll see a change in the weather, and not only will it be sunny and a bit calmer and quieter, but those winds are going to shift direction, and we are going to tap into a warmer flow. But this is what's so interesting about this storm and this weather story here, is that it is it's got those elements of a nor'easter. And you know, and that winter storm, or that fall winter storm. And so, it's a cold wind. Luckily you're going to see temperatures improve over the course of the next few days across Halifax.
Kate Bretner's, we're worrying more about this storm, I think, than most, because of the way that the track was running. Do you have any sort of data about what they can see or will see in the next little bit here?
Well, we've certainly had some strong winds over that part of Nova Scotia, stronger than we've had in the Halifax area. I've just got Sydney up right now, just off the cuff here. Sydney has gusts right now of 141 kilometers an hour. I had Cape Breton up earlier, and I was just kind of taking a look at all the different weather stations and what are still operating. So I will get back to you on that. But just certainly that, you know, that tip of Nova Scotia is seeing some of the worst of these winds. And it's a dangerous situation for sure.
Denise is going to be with us throughout the day today. She's going to keep an eye on her weather models and all of those things that these weather people do, and she's going to join us when we need an update and get some latest information on what's happening with the storm. Denise, I appreciate you joining us bright and early this morning, and we'll be chatting very shortly.